it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, for the early portion, the game is baseball. Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. Rejoins us tomorrow as we wrap up the week with a full-strength edition of the Spano and Black Attack. A big show on tap for you. We'll set the table in just a second. But as we do at the top of each and every hour, we try and run down the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you via your devices. Starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen on the network, and also on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we couldn't thank each and every one of those service people for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. Rundown today, early going, we're going to talk Baseball Hall of Fame inductions, class of 2017. We'll also look ahead to 2018 and beyond. At 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time, the great Bob Nightingale from USA Today will weigh in on our conversation about the Baseball Hall of Fame, class of 2017 and beyond. And then as we move through hour number 2, we'll talk Warriors versus Thunder, Westbrook versus Pachulia, check in on the NFL news, just bounce it all around the world of sports as we move through hour 2. But next up, open phone lines, 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529 on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at SportsBylineUSA. We'll start this one off talking about the Baseball Hall of Fame, class of 2017. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use smart fares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
High ball!
To see that New York one at that particular time was a big deal. And it was fun. Everybody was excited. I probably didn't react the way I probably should have. But like I said, I'm just numb right now.
I was at my home with my family, my girls, my wife, and we got the call. My mother-in-law and father-in-law and my agent, Randy Grossman. We were just sitting around hoping that the phone would ring, and when it rung, a lot of excitement, a lot of excitement.
It means a lot. I mean, he's. I mean, what can I say? I'm out of words. You know, just kind of like.
Those are the voices of Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, and Pudge Rodriguez, the 2017 Baseball Hall of Fame class, and they bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. He will rejoin us tomorrow as we wrap up the week with Full Strength Edition of the Spano and Black Attack. 800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. Where else could you start today but with the Hall of Fame class of 2017? And again, leading the class, Jeff Bagwell, 86.2% of the ballots cast voted him into the Hall of Fame, seventh year on the ballot. Tim Raines, 86% in his 10th and final year on the ballot. And Pudge Rodriguez gets 76% of the votes in his first year on the ballot. That's your class of 2017. As far as these three men and the body of their work based on their numbers, their impact on the game, and their level of greatness, there is no question that all three of these players deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think anybody can really make a very good case for any of these players not being included based on the body of their work, their statistical numbers, their place within the game of baseball within their own era. I don't think there's any question that these guys all belong. And we'll start with Jeff Bagwell, who over 15 seasons batted .297, had a .408 on base percentage and a .540 slugging percentage while averaging 30 home runs a season. Made four All-Star games, won an MVP, a Rookie of the Year, and Gold Gloves each one time. Took home multiple Silver Slugger awards. And, you know, just an incredible all-around baseball player. Offensively great. Defensively extremely solid, as witnessed by the one Gold Glove. So there's no question within that big-time slugging era, when he played, he was one of the very best hitters in the game, and that's always proven by the multiple Silver Slugger awards. Tim Raines, again, you know, sometimes his numbers, because he's from a previous era than the big glitzy power number era, sometimes when you look at them as standalone, they pale a little bit. But when measured with sabermetrics and everything else, and for those that saw Tim Raines play, they know just how great he was in his 23 seasons in Major League Baseball, notching 2,600 hits, .294 batting average, .385 on base percentage, .425 slugging percentage, 800 plus stolen bases, the seven All-Star games, the 1986 batting title, the Silver Slugger Award. You know, he led his respective league in runs scored or stolen bases a combined 6 times. Truly a great, great player. And finally, after being on the ballot 10 times, the miscarriage of justice that had him not yet included in the Hall of Fame has been corrected. And then there's Pudge Rodriguez, first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the great defensive catchers in the history of the game. In his career, he threw out 46% of attempted runners trying to steal bases. An incredible number. Teams didn't run on Pudge Rodriguez. Him behind the plate single-handedly neutralized the opposition's running game. And if you did dare run, as we said, 1 out of every 2 times, you were thrown out. 46% of the time, caught stealing rate. 13 gold gloves. So this was a guy who could do a lot more than just throw. Called a great game, boxed pitches well, you know, blocked pitches well, did everything well behind the plate. Truly one of the great defensive catchers that we've ever seen. And at the plate, far from a slouch. 21-year career with more than 300 home runs, .296 career batting average, .334 on-base percentage, and a .464 slugging percentage. He won a Most Valuable Player award, numerous Silver Slugger awards, and took part in 14 All-Star games. So when I lay out the resume of these three players, there's no question that they all deserve inclusion in baseball's Hall of Fame and Museum based on their numbers against their contemporaries within their era, where they placed in their era amongst the pantheon of great players, and their impact on the game. I think we can all agree on that. But as we move along in the hour, you're going to start to see what the inclusion now of Jeff Bagwell and Pudge Rodriguez means to the Hall of Fame going forward. Because your 2018 class probably has four surefire guys in it. Trevor Hoffman, who just missed this go-around, getting 74% of the vote. Just 5 votes shy of induction. Along with Vlad Guerrero, who I think he got, let me get his numbers up here. Vlad Guerrero, 71.7%, almost 72% of the vote. So he was 15 votes away. So I expect those two in 2018. I think they're pretty well surefire guys. Along with first time on the ballot guys, Chipper Jones and Jim Tomei. So I think those are the four surefire guys that you're going to see in the 2018 Hall of Fame class, which makes it a bit of a crowded ballot. And as a result, some of the changes that we may see in voting and in inclusion in the Hall of Fame may not take effect until a little later on. And what I mean by that is, the voting in of Mike Piazza last year, Pudge Rodriguez, and Jeff Bagwell this year, in many ways it shepherds in perhaps a new era of Hall of Fame voting and of Hall of Fame inductees, and opens the doors for a lot of people who would previously appeared the doors were closed to. Now, with us having likely four surefire guys going in 2018, it may delay or stem that tide for a year before that group of guys that may have had the door open for them see that momentum pick up again for 2019, 2020, and beyond. Again, me, I'm definitely for Bagwell getting in. I'm definitely for Pudge getting in. But let's realize, these are two guys that were painted with that broad brush of PED use. Bagwell was always suspected. Nothing was ever proven. Pudge was always suspected, and he was actually called out in Jose Canseco's book. A lot of us don't give much credence to things Jose Canseco says, but one of the things we started to find when it came to the PED use and a lot of the information in that book and a lot of the things contained in that book, we came to find out that within that book and within information as it related to who's using PEDs and how they used them, Jose Canseco is being pretty honest. And he had some really good insight. So these two guys in Bagwell and Rodriguez have been painted with that broad brush of steroids. Nothing was ever proven. And as I say, if you can't prove anything, you know, how can you penalize them for it? It was the same thing with Piazza, painted with that broad brush as well, and he went in 2016. So the door's starting to open for some new inductees that we thought never might see the light of day. We'll talk about them next here on the Spano and Black Attack, and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Some would say they're exactly the same. As we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. Join the conversation by dialing me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. The focus of attention thus far has been the Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2017. As I said, this year's inductees, Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, Pudge Rodriguez, there's no question based on the merits of their work, their statistical measures, and their impact on the game and their ranking amongst their contemporaries within their era, they all deserve to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. In the case of Tim Raines, what took so long? But now, We also talked about the Surefire inductees for 2018, and you can weigh in on those as well at 800-878-PLAY. Again, that's 800-878-7529. But what we started talking about at the back of the last segment was how the induction of Piazza in 2016 and now the induction of Bagwell and Pudge Rodriguez in 2017 opens the door for a lot of people who for a long time it appeared the doors of the Baseball Hall of Fame were closed to. And the guys I'm talking about are those that are tainted with the sit stain of PED use allegations or speculation. And it started with the induction of Piazza because it was always rumored that he was a PED user and it was all based on BACNI. Take it for what it is. Again, this is not about how I feel on the subject because I felt all these players, PED users or not, should be included in the Baseball Hall of Fame based on the merits of their work. For those that were that concerned about the rampant use of PEDs during that era, if you wanted to put on the bottom of a plaque, played during the PED era, Bob and I were proponents of that. We thought that was a great way to avoid ignoring a piece of baseball history in an entire era of baseball history. For those that we know had positive tests that we inducted, tested positive for the use of PEDs, put it on the bottom of their plaque and move forward. And we have none of this controversy about who should be in, who shouldn't be in. I'll let PED guys in. I won't let PED guys in. Again, those voters, they are curators of a museum and they have a responsibility to remember all of history, not just the parts they want to. That said, these last couple of inductions that I've mentioned, Piazza, Bagwell, Pudge Rodriguez, they open the door for a lot of guys that have been tainted by the broad brush of steroids to perhaps receive enough votes to be included in the Baseball Hall of Fame. As I said, with Hoffman, Vlad Guerrero, Chipper Jones, and Jim Thome likely surefire candidates in 2018, I don't know how much momentum is gained for that movement next year. But as the voting base continues to turn over and get younger, I think we're going to see a real groundswell in 2019, and that just may be the year that guys like Bonds and Clemens finally get into the Hall of Fame. Just take a look at it. Both Bonds and Clemens right around 54% and climbing. Starting next season, it's a public ballot. So those that decide to not put Bonds and Clemens on their ballot and decide that they're going to preach their agenda, as it were, well, it's going to be public record now. So that may make some voters reticent to pull those type of shenanigans. It's like the guys who end up putting the empty ballot in. Those things won't happen anymore because the ballot's going to become public. That's number one. Number two, they're turning over this old guard of antiquated writers who aren't even involved in the game anymore, and they're given a vote. And now you're getting a younger, next generation of writers. So as that demographic turns younger, coupled with the fact that there have been several guys now that have been painted with that broad brush of PED use in some form, the public ballot, and I think when you put all these things together, over the next couple of years, you're going to see Bonds and you're going to see Clemens be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. I don't expect it to happen in 2018, but I do expect it before their 10 years on the ballot runs out. I believe this was year five for both of those guys. Next year would be year six. 2019 would be year seven. I think that's when it's going to happen because I don't see that there'll be huge gains next year because you're going to have guys like Hoffman, Vlad, Chipper, and Jim Thome all going in. But they'll clear a lot of the ballot. 2018, there'll be room in 2019. Again, that demographic will get that much younger by that time. Some more older guard writers will be moved out and replaced by younger writers. And the groundswell of support will continue to grow. And I think by 2019, those two get in. Because you can't dispute their worthiness based on their bodies of work. They are two of the greatest players that have ever played the game of baseball. They eclipse just about anybody in that building. And all of these recent inductees, when you put their statistics side by side against those guys. If Jeff Bagwell's in, and again, he had been tainted by being painted by that broad brush of steroid and PED use for a long time. But as great a player as Jeff Bagwell was, if he's in the Hall of Fame, how does Barry Bonds not get in the Hall of Fame? And I understand the taint of PED use on Barry is a lot thicker and a lot heavier and runs a lot deeper than that taint on Jeff Bagwell. But there's taint on Jeff Bagwell nonetheless, and he's now a member of the Hall of Fame. Deservedly so. But if Jeff Bagwell deserves to go in, you can't tell me that Barry Bonds now doesn't deserve to go in. He deserved to be in all along, but the realities are that barrier's been knocked down. So it will only be a matter of time before Barry Bonds is elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And it will probably happen in 2019. As for Roger Clemens, I don't know what else I can say. The man won 7 Cy Young Awards in his career, nearly 350 games, had legendary numbers as it related to strikeouts, did it all over the course of his career. There are a few better pitchers in the history of baseball than Roger Clemens. So, again, based on the body of his work, the numbers, where he ranked among the great pitchers of his era and everything else, there's no question in anybody's mind that Roger Clemens is Hall of Fame worthy. I don't think anybody could try and make a case that he's not. And as we start knocking down these barriers as it relates to performance-enhancing drug use, now these other guys who you vilified for their use more than the other guys that you've quietly kept out, they've got to be put in too. And in many ways, I think it's a good thing. You know, as we've said it many times on this show, and I've always drawn this analogy, and it's because of what they put on the front of the building. It is called the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown, New York. Well, as a museum, that means that the voters, they have the responsibility of curators of a museum. And museums will sometimes remember the ugly side of the world and of history, but it's a museum that's supposed to preserve the history of Major League Baseball. Not some of it, all of it. It's not about choosing what parts of history you want to remember. Gotta remember all of it. Well, the PED era and some of the greats of that era are part of baseball lore and history. So to just exclude them from the hall and act like they were like they never existed. As we've said many times over the years, it's a preposterous notion. But now with the inductions of Jeff Bagwell, of Mike Piazza, of Pudge Rodriguez, very quickly those walls start getting chipped away at and knocked down. And it makes room for Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, to all take their rightful place as Hall of Famers. As much as we say Alex Rodriguez will never make it in, well, once you get Barry in and once you get Roger in, Alex is going in. People say Manny will never. Once Alex goes in, Manny goes in. So the realities are, as we start chipping away, and we're accepting of guys who were painted with the brush but had a lot less coats of paint on them than the guys like Bonds and Clemens, once you start chipping away by inducting those guys, now the argument to induct the guys with the more coats of paint on them become stronger, and then they start eventually getting in, and then the other guys start getting. So eventually, all these PED users who had numbers worthy of inclusion will take their rightful place in the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame, obviously, because the voters took care of it themselves, they'll never have to worry about putting anything on the bottom of the plaque. But eventually, all those guys painted with that broad brush, and all those guys we speculate, if they had the numbers, they'll all be in. More on the attack. Your calls, 800-878-PLAY. Maybe a little more baseball. Maybe we roll out of the baseball and into some things NBA. Next here on the attack, I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
I don't know. He hit me on the heart, but sorry, I'm going to get his ass back straight up.
Did you notice him standing over the top of you?
No, I didn't see that just now, but I'm going to play that game. I'm going to get his ass back. So whenever that is, I don't know when it's going to be, but I'm going to play that game.
The words of an angry Russell West, easy for me to say. The words of an angry Russell Westbrook bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. That's in the wake of the Oklahoma City Thunder getting blown out by the Golden State Warriors and Zaza Pachulia committing a very hard foul on Russell Westbrook and then standing over him and taunting him. Those comments in the locker room after the game from Russell Westbrook, some very pointed and poignant comments from Westbrook as it relates to his thoughts on what he's going to do to Zaza Pachulia when they meet again. And you know something? It's interesting. And we'll get to the game at some point in all of this. It was a blowout for the Warriors, and they just showed how good they're starting to become, and Durant looked great in this one. It was 121-100, the final. I got no problems with what Russell said. You know, I get it. I'm a hot-tempered, high-strung guy myself. And you knock me down, I'm going to knock you down harder. And this wasn't about hard basketball. There was some other message being sent by Zaza Pachulia. I don't know that Russell Westbrook received it, and I don't know what the message was, but clearly there was a message being sent by Russell Westbrook, by Zaza Pachulia to Russell Westbrook. Well, Russell received some kind of message, and I got to tell you, I kind of like the reaction. I really, really do. I got no beef with that reaction. Because I can tell you this firsthand. You drop me like that, hey, it's all good. Hard foul, that's fine. But you're going to stand over and taunt me? I'm going to get up and I'm going to clean your clock. And I'm going to show you who the man is. Because you're standing over me like you're the man, you're something, you're bad. Well, you may find out. Sometimes your mouth will write a check your body can't cash. I don't know that that's the case in a physical confrontation between Zaza Pachulia and Russell Westbrook, but I respect Russell Westbrook for standing up for himself and being willing to find out how it all shakes out. Let's see if Zaza has the stones to stand back up, or does he cower? Like a bit of a bitch. We'll find out. He took the cheap shot. It was a hard foul. Then he stood over him, tried to be intimidating. Russell clearly not intimidated. And these two teams will meet again. And when they do, I'm very, very interested to see how Russell Westbrook goes and gets Zaza Pachulia. And let's see when they actually meet again. I'm going to pull up their full schedule, and we'll find out exactly when these two sides meet again, because I think that'll be pretty interesting. Now, it's certainly not in January. Yeah, the complete schedule's coming down. I've got it loading here. They actually meet on February 11th, so it's not that far away. It's about 3 weeks or so that these two sides will get together again. Certainly not a long enough period of time for Russell Westbrook to forget what happened at the hands of Zaza Pachulia. Again, for me, the hard foul was the hard foul. That wasn't that big of a deal. It was a hard foul. You take it, get up, dust yourself off, keep going. That's fine. I don't think anybody has a beef with that. But now you're going to stand over me and you're going to be all intimidating. And you're going to try and show how bad and how tough you are. Well, sometimes when you do that, you can get the other side. And Russell appears fully prepared to give Zaza the other side. And they have an old expression, when you play with the bulls, you play with the bull, you get the horns sometimes. I don't know how this all works out. Zaza's this big seven-footer. Russell's a smaller man, but he's incredibly athletic, muscular, physical, wiry. I don't know what his training is as far as being a tough guy, but we're going to find out. And I do admire a guy that stands up for himself. I'm not saying you got to go around being a bully. Again, you've listened to me for long enough. One thing you know, I'm not a proponent of people being bullies, throwing their weight around and being thugs. But I am a proponent of people standing up for themselves. And sometimes you just got to be a man. You know, I've advocated violence at times and stated I might get violent in this situation where a lot of people probably wouldn't advocate violence. I'm known for, you got to give me respect. Don't lay hands. Don't try and be tough. You may get something that may surprise you. It's just how I'm wired. Maybe it's not the right approach, but there's something about what Russell did in that locker room was out of character. Usually he doesn't take issues that he thinks may escalate to the media. So the words are even more impactful. It's not the boy who cried wolf who always says stuff like this. So a lot of people may say, be the better man, and sometimes you just can't. And in a testosterone-fueled business like athletics, I got to respect Russell for standing up for himself and not being anybody's punching bag and not asking a Steven Adams to go fight his battle for him. And that's what happens a lot of times with superstars like this. You know, the next time these two get there, it'll be Steven Adams that has to fight the battle. I like Russell. He'll go stand up for himself. I don't know if he's tough. I don't know if he's not. But I got a funny feeling we're all going to find out. And I got a funny feeling he may be willing to lose because he has come out and said, I'm going to get your ass. I'm going to get his ass. That's what he said. I don't think it's going to be pretty. I don't think it's going to be pleasant. I know the NBA is going to be watching and they can't be happy about one player actually threatening another. And again, you know, is it necessarily the right thing to do? To make a threat like that? It's not. But you know what? Sometimes as a man, you just feel compelled to stand up for yourself and not be pushed around. And I applaud him in that regard for that. Let's see how it all works out. And I like the fact that he's not going to send Steven Adams in to do his dirty work as so many stars would do. He's going to take care of his business himself, and he's going to earn or command the respect that he thinks he deserves. He's going to go get it. We'll see how it all shakes out. I hope nothing happens that hurts, that injures anybody seriously, takes money out of their pocket, causes bodily harm to life and limb. But Zsa, you wanted to play tough guy? I don't know how well it's going to work out for you. Can't promise you it's going to work out badly. Can't promise you it's going to work out well. But you are going to find out sometimes when you challenge people, you may just get it back. And that's the way life is sometimes. 800-878-PLAY if you want to chime in. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56. I guess we should probably in the remaining time here in this hour get to the game itself, which was rather nondescript. But I think the bigger thing here is you're starting to see Durant get more and more and more comfortable as a member of the Golden State Warriors. And I think that's important. You know, on the heels of the impressive blowout victory over Cleveland at the Oracle, what you're starting to see is exactly what many of us expected. This team that was brought together in the offseason that has turned into a super team, it's going to take some time to gel. They're not going to be the same team in April, May, June, March that they were in early November. You know, it's a team thus far in late game, close situations in the fourth quarter that has had its struggles. Let's see how they correct that going forward. And we had heard Draymond Green talk about those issues. It's also a team you're watching learn how to play with each other. And we talk about it all the time. Sometimes with teams like this, they just have to start playing basketball instead of trying to figure out whose team it is, who got how many touches and everything else. Just play basketball. Once they do that, these teams hit a stride. And if this team offensively hits that other gear, they may be pretty close to unstoppable. I'll never, and you know that with me, I'll never doubt LeBron. Never. Just not in me. He's a guy that whose acumen on a basketball court and abilities I respect more than, well, just about anybody in the game today or maybe ever. But if this team starts clicking on all cylinders, it's very, very dangerous. And it's got so much firepower. And it's also because both of the teams play small ball. It's not as though Cleveland can exploit limitations size-wise of Golden State when they go small. Cleveland goes small all the time. Both of the teams will have terrific outside shooting and floor spacers. I would say Golden State probably has more and better ones. They'll both have an ability to go to the basket. You know, the offensive weapons, as great as they are in Cleveland, they're more and more plentiful in Golden State, and they've figured out depth. And in JaVale McGee and Zsa Pachulia, they found two serviceable bigs that, when they go traditional big, can make it work. It's a team that, once it just starts to play basketball, instead of trying to make sure that everybody gets theirs, they might be pretty close to unstoppable. They might truly be a super team. Durant's playing better and better defense. As a group, this team plays incredibly efficient defense at times. If they get back to playing that kind of defense that they've played the previous 2 years, that per-possession defense that's on a match with just about any team in the NBA, and they truly become a cohesive group on offense, they take advantage of Durant, Curry in pick and rolls playing with each other. The ball moves freely. It doesn't stop because, well, I got to get mine, or it doesn't move unnaturally because, well, he's got to get his. Everybody just plays basketball. It was the evolution that happened with the Miami Heat. It was the evolution that happened with this group in Cleveland with the Cavaliers. And if it's the evolution that happens here with the Golden State Warriors, I'm hard-pressed to see how anybody stops them. They have enough depth to get through the regular season. They certainly have enough depth, barring injuries, to get through the postseason. And they are explosive, dynamic, and exciting. So that was the big thing I took out of the Oklahoma City game. It's just, hey, they're getting better and better all the time. And this team that we see now in late January is a lot better than the one we see in November, what we saw in November. And the team we see in March will be significantly better than the one we see in late January and on down the line. If they do that, they'll be the next NBA champions. We'll tie a bow around hour one next year on the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hey, that's really good, man. Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy? Right.
I hear you talking, Marcellus. We're getting ready to wrap up hour number one. It was a fun and lively hour. Baseball Hall of Fame and inductions and for 2017 and looking beyond 2017, the focus of much of the hour. At the back third of the hour, we focused on the NBA a little bit. We talked about Russell Westbrook versus Zaza Pachulia. And then we talked about the Golden State Warriors and how they're coming together. For hour number two, early going, we'll jump back into 2017 Baseball Hall of Fame inductions. Talk to the great Bob Nightingale from USA Today. Get his thoughts on the group in 2017 and have him look ahead. Because if there's anybody that knows the answers, it's Bob Nightingale. We'll do that right out of the box at 10 after hour number two. Then from there, mixed bag. There's all kinds of different news around the world of sports. A lot of it's NFL related. We'll attack it all in hour number two, the Spano and Black attack before we get out the door. But That's really the rundown, and, you know, our day ahead of us is that mixed bag of varied news. And there's a lot of NFL news. Tomorrow going to be football-focused, of course. But that music means hour one is in the books. It was a fun and lively hour. Again, in hour two, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, right out of the box at 10 after. His take on all things Baseball Hall of Fame induction, Baseball Hall of Fame. And then we'll move it along from there. As I said, a lot of NFL news to get to. But we're going to step aside right now, and then I'll be back with hour two of the Spano and Black attack right here on Sports Byline.
Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as military officials report the U.S. has bombed ISIS camps in southern Libya overnight, and CNN is reporting the plan was approved by President Obama several days ago, and that the United States used B-2 bombers, sending them into Libya to bomb a group of fighters who had fled a coastal city to remote parts of the desert.
There will be approximately 10,000 DHS personnel, Secret Service, TSA, and a number of other components.
That's Department of Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson talking about the frontline security personnel who will be on duty for tomorrow's presidential inauguration. He says 28,000 other people will be directly or indirectly supporting the security efforts, and he says what his biggest concern is.
We have to be concerned about the vehicle threat.
Johnson speaking on MSNBC. This is USA Radio News.
Rejoice, my friend. That music you're hearing is the sound of healing. Now, if that sounds good to you, I have something that will sound even better, because this is your opportunity to own an exclusive collection of healing music played in seven sacred musical keys in the pages of the Bible. It's known that King David soothed King Saul with his beautiful music, and today, music therapy is a recognized, proven medical practice that has eased post-operative pain, lowered blood pressure, and given a much-needed boost to immune systems. Clear pain and aches out of your body, restore your focus and productivity. Finally, enjoy a full night of restful sleep. This is Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project. Find out how a devout Christian author and musician discovered these ancient healing frequencies and why God guided him to create this amazing product. Go to 22wholetones.com right now to understand how this product can work for you as it has for countless others. Go to 22wholetones.com to hear all seven amazing songs. That's 22wholetones.com now.
At his final news conference in the White House, President Obama defending his decision to commute the prison sentence of leaker Chelsea Manning.
The sentence that she received was disproportionate relative to what other leakers had received.
Manning was convicted of giving classified information about U.S. military activity to WikiLeaks in 2010. Meanwhile, people on both sides of the aisle, as well as the intelligence community, are slamming Obama's decision to commute her sentence. Instead of 35 years, after serving seven, she'll be released in May. There are reports that North Korea might be getting ready to test two long-range missiles. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reporting military officials say the North has loaded the two long-rangers onto mobile launchers. Quoting unnamed military officials as saying the North intends to send a message to President-elect Donald Trump before he takes office tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A coalition of six attorneys general urging the U.S. Senate to reject Republican Senator Jeff Sessions as the nation's chief law enforcement officer. Those Democratic AGs sending a letter to the Judiciary Committee claiming that the senator has refused to protect racial minorities and has rejected criminal justice reform. And the letter says Sessions is unqualified to be, as Donald Trump hopes, his U.S. Attorney General. That as Trump's pick to head the Health and Human Services Department's trying to ease concerns about unraveling Obamacare. Here's Terry Moore.
Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price is a longtime harsh critic of Obamacare. If confirmed as health secretary, he would be in charge of implementing the repeal and the replacement of the health care law.
We all share a concern for the American people and how we best make certain that they have access to the highest quality care that the world knows.
Democrats noted that no legitimate replacement for Obamacare has been put forth by Republicans. Minnesota Democrat Al Franken.
I am very frightened about what you are going to do.
Tom Price is a surgeon by trade and faces another hearing next week. On Capitol Hill, I'm Terry Moore.
And guess what? The price of a postage stamp is going back up. Last April, the cost of the so-called forever stamps dropped from 49 cents to 47, but now the cost of mailing a one-ounce first-class letter will go back to 49 cents. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop
for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
A 1, 2, boom, shakalaka, like a boom, shakalaka, like a boom, shakalaka, like a boom.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. Again, that's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Big fun hour ahead of us, and I'll set it up in just a second. But as we do at the top of each and every hour, let's run down the many ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen, and on our homepage, wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of, all with a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Then, of course, last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. This hour, Baseball Hall of Fame 2017 and beyond, the focus in our next segment, as the great Bob Nightingale from USA Today joins us. We'll find out about his ballot. We'll find out about what we can expect for 2018 and beyond. And we'll talk about this year's class, all that and a whole lot more with Bob Nightingale in just a couple of minutes, 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. Then from there, we're going to mix it up. A lot of NFL news. We'll probably hit that, and that'll probably keep us going just about the rest of the way on this Thursday edition. Before we make football, specifically the NFL, the focus for much of the entire show on Friday, as it's divisional, as it's conference championship weekend in the National Football League. So the NFL, once again, will take center stage as we have yet another football Friday. But next up, Bob Nightingale, USA Today. He joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack continues here on Sports Byline, but now let's go out to the phones and bring in, from USA Today, he's the great Bob Nightingale, and he once again joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Bob, welcome back to the attack. It's always great to talk to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's dive right in. Place we're going to start, obviously, Hall of Fame Class 2017. In my mind, all three inductees deserving based on their numbers against the contemporaries of their era and their impact on the field. Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, Pudge Rodriguez. What's your thought on this 2017 class, Bob?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, all three had the numbers. They were the best of, you know, best of the eras. Tim Raines was the second best leadoff hitter. Pudge Rodriguez was certainly the best catcher of his era. You know, maybe when the best of all time. Jeff Bagwell, you know, he wasn't the best first baseman, but one of them. You know, terrific career. You know, it's too bad for Vladimir Guerrero and Trevor Hoffman, who was so close.
Now, you mentioned Vlad Guerrero. You mentioned Trevor Hoffman, how close they are. Would it be fair to say that them, along with first-time ballotees, Chipper Jones and Jim Thome, would probably be pretty much surefire candidates for the 2018 Hall of Fame class?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Those four, plus maybe Omar Vizquel is about for the first time. So we could have as many as five. But I think you're absolutely right. We're going to have four for sure.
Now, you know, a lot of the talk with Bagwell getting in, Pudge getting in, you go back to Piazza last year, is how this may open the door now for people that have been painted with the broad brush of steroids to varying degrees and their chances of getting in the Hall of Fame. We've seen a steady increase in the votes for both Bonds and Clemens. I think with the crowded class in 2018, their increase and their climb may stall. But could you see realistically, with public balloting starting, the younger demographic starting to get a larger and larger percentage of the Hall of Fame vote, and the fact that a bunch of guys who have been painted with the broad brush of steroids have been inducted in the last couple of years, could you see Clemens and Bonds getting in by, say, 2019 or 2020 even?
Oh, definitely. I think they're in for sure. I mean, if we're going to put in guys that under steroid suspensions and guys who likely use steroids, how in the world can you keep Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens out? They were the best of the era. Barry Bonds, you know, arguably one of the two or three best players of all time. Clemens, one of the greatest right-handed pitchers of all time. It makes no sense to keep these guys out. And, you know, I've been writing about this last year. I said, you vote my fiance in. How in the world can we keep, those two guys out? And the door's wide open. Obviously, Bagwell and Pudge Rodriguez had tons of steroid suspicions about them.
So now with the door wide open, I guess it would be fair to say, Bob, that finally this one era of baseball, which in many ways has been left out of the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, or at the very least been left incomplete, over the next 10 years, that era of baseball, the steroid era, will probably be, would it be fair to say, fully recognized in the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum? And when you go, all the stars of that day that are worthy of Hall of Fame inclusion will all be there?
Yeah, I do. I mean, they're not going to put asterisks on the plaques or anything like that, but they'll certainly be represented. You know, I don't know about Sammy Sosa. His vote total, 20% is so low. I don't think he'll get in there. But, yeah, at least the other PED guys will be in there. Still a stop. I mean, to me, the line will be 2005. If you test positive after 2005, you don't belong in. So that would eliminate Dan Ramirez, and that would eliminate Rodriguez.
Okay, you kind of answered my question, and those are the dulcet tones of Bob Nightingale joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I was going to ask you, does this now open a door for guys like A-Rod? And you're like, no. Anybody that tested positive absolutely after 2005 is out. They're not going to get in, or it's going to take a very, very long time, or a Veterans Committee vote way, way down the line. The one that's interesting is Sammy Sosa. You know, you talked about how low a percentage of votes he gets. Now, what's the genesis of him being treated maybe in many ways even more like a pariah than Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens? Give us some insight into why he's looked upon so unfavorably by the voters.
Well, I think just voters make an excuse and say, well, a lot of them would hit home runs. Hey, the guy was he played in the outfield, you know, hit over 60 home runs three times, over 49 home runs five times. He saved baseball in 98 with Mark McGwire. So some people might say, well, since McGwire's already off the ballot, why should we put Sosa in? Hey, Sosa is a much better all-around player. McGwire only has 1,600 hits. So Sosa belongs. He won't get in. He probably won't get in by the Veterans Committee either. But I think he kind of gets lost in the shuffle. And, you know, as far as, you know, going back to Manny and A-Rod, well, the PED guys, you can say what you want, whether they cheated or what have you, at least they help themselves and help their teams win. When you get suspended like Manny did and A-Rod did, you hurt your team. A-Rod missed an entire season. That killed the Yankees.
I think that's a great point, and that's, I guess, justification for those guys to never be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And you know, and just to finish up on Sammy, because it seemed clear by, you know, your take on it, that you think the likely exclusion of Sammy is a major, major miscarriage of justice in light of some of the guys that are now getting in and some of the guys that we're going to see getting in over the next several years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people want to discount the home runs. I mean, when you hit that many home runs and was a one-man wrecking crew on a bad Cubs team, I can't imagine what he'd be if he was on some of those great Yankee teams. I mean, just a terrific ball player and an entertainer. He was very fun to watch. So I just don't see how people can start voting for these PED guys and leaving Sosa in the dust.
A couple more before we let you go here. The public ballot, which is going to start in for the 2018 class, and the voting will be done in 2017. How do you feel about the public ballot? Do you think this is a good thing, and this forces these voters to be responsible in their vote and stop preaching some ridiculous agendas and then hiding behind the fact that we don't know who did it and who they voted for?
You know, I wish it was private. You know, I make mine up. I'll book a lot of my contemporaries do. But you know, if you want to avoid some of the hatred and everything else, you know, I can see where guys don't want to make it, you know, public. Everybody just like to vote for the president. You know, not everybody disclosed what they can do there either. So I think more and more guys are making it public, even guys who turn in blank ballots. But I just think if you're very uncomfortable, it's okay not to come out publicly.
Okay. You know, it's interesting. You mentioned the guys. You have a Hall of Fame vote, have had one for a long time, and rightfully so. You're one of the very best in the game. How do you feel about those guys that turn in those blank ballots? Do you think they deserve to be able to continue to vote in the Baseball Hall of Fame, or do you think in many ways they're shirking their responsibility to this great building, this Hall of Fame and baseball museum?
Well, I think if you don't believe anybody should get in, you know, don't turn in a ballot. Don't penalize everybody on it, which you do because their voting percentage goes down. So I don't like that. You know, I respect their opinion, although it's a little hard to say, hey, nobody belongs in the Hall of Fame. You may have a win. You know, I don't see how, when Derek Jeter's eligible in 2 years, 3 years, how people can possibly leave him off the ballot or turn to a blank ballot when Derek Jeter's on it.
And, you know, final one, and we'll make this one quick. We'll keep you kind of on schedule here. You know, the idea where nobody, because there are greats in the past that haven't been unanimous inductions, this idea that nobody can be a unanimous induction, so I'm going to take the stand and leave the guy off the ballot because everybody else will take care of it. Do you think that's another example of breaching your responsibility and those are people that maybe the Hall of Fame should consider taking away their vote?
I don't think they should take away their vote, but I don't agree with it either. I mean, just to say, well, I want to do that strategy that, I know Tim Raines and Bagwell are going to get in, so let me put in a vote for a Jeff Kent or Messina. I don't believe that at all. I think it's unfair for those players. So I like the fact that it's only 10. It makes it hard, but I don't agree with saying, well, because I know a guy's going to get in, I'm going to give my vote to somebody else. I just don't agree with it. But I don't believe they said their vote taken away either.
Bob, always a pleasure to talk to you. You're one of the very, very best in the business. You've always been so gracious with your time with us. Thank you so much for a few minutes insight onto this ballot, the subsequent ballots, and also onto the voting process. Look forward to doing it again as the offseason continues to unfold in front of us. Thanks for a few minutes, Bob.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Gail joining us from USA Today. He joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack, and that's now all things Hall of Fame, class of 2017 and beyond. Next, we go to the latest and greatest NFL news and your calls at 800-878-PLAY. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse,
the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Math is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Math seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Math. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Math. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
We continue here at the Spano and Black Attack. Again, thanks to Bob Nightingale from USA Today, one of the very best in the business as far as the world of baseball. And it was a pleasure having him on, discussing his Hall of Fame vote and also discussing Hall of Fame voters, the class of 2017, looking ahead to the class of 2018, possibilities of Bonds, Clemens, and everybody else. So far-reaching discussion on the Baseball Hall of Fame with Bob Nightingale. But now we'll switch gears a little bit, talk a little NFL. Some news that just broke, I guess, within the last hour. And it's Colts owner Jim Irsay back on Twitter. And it's not that he's tweeting and he's broken his silence, because I don't really care about that. It's what he's tweeted. And it's in reference to Andrew Luck. And he talks about Andrew Luck recovering from successful outpatient shoulder surgery on his right shoulder to fix an injury that's lingered since 2015. All indications are, and Jim says he will be ready for the season. Now, if you remember, 2015 was a lost year for the Colts and for Andrew Luck with the injuries. 2016, he only missed the one game due to the concussion, but I believe he re-injured this shoulder in season, making a tackle after he threw an interception on an interception return. So it looks like a fairly minor procedure to his right throwing shoulder. It's outpatient in nature. And Jim Irsay indicates that Ryan will be ready for the 2017 season. That is huge news for the Colts, because the truth of the matter is, as Andrew Luck goes, so goes the Colts. And the truth of it is, even with Andrew Luck, it's still not enough anymore. At one point, Andrew Luck and not much else seemed to be enough. It's not anymore. They don't have an offensive line. They don't have a running game. They don't have a defense. Ryan Grigson has to get to work, and he has to bring in some pieces to fortify this roster. Outside of Andrew Luck and a couple of playmakers for Luck in the passing game, he's got Trek. He's got garbage. And that's why every year we see Andrew Luck going for off-season surgery. They can't protect him. He's always getting smacked around. I mean, 2015, the injuries that he had, it was like being in a car crash. These aren't the type of injuries you get on the football field. You get these injuries being the victim of a car crash. So, you know, Ryan Grigson, and everybody's critical of Jim Irsay's silence on Grigson and Pagano. I mean, I don't know that I blame him on being silent on them and looking everywhere and anywhere for their replacements. They should be on shaky ground. For that matter, they probably shouldn't even be there at this point. They should just be unemployed. More Grigson than Pagano. I think Pagano's a very good football coach. I think Ryan Grigson, who's been gifted by having, you know, one of the very best quarterbacks and a future Hall of Famer in the game, dropped in his lap, and he can't figure out how to put anything around him. Yeah, there's a couple of weapons in the passing game, like the T.Y. Hiltons and the Dwayne Allens, the Dante Moncriefs. But hasn't found a running back besides an aging Frank Gore. Year after year, they still can't put together an offensive line to protect him. And at some point, can you get somebody on a defense that can friggin' play? My God. So this idea that, well, Irsay should be more committal on his coach and general manager. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, in particular with the general manager. And done a very good job of buying groceries for Chuck Pagano, the cook. So with that being the case, I understand why Jim Irsay is looking around. It's getting later and later and later, however, and this notion that you're going to find what you're looking for is quite unlikely. So if they're lame ducks and you're only committing to them for a year, do something. Let's step up. Let's move forward from the speculation, at least for one more season, and then maybe you'll get it right next offseason. Maybe if there's a miraculous turnaround, these guys somehow find a way to stay. If not, you turn the page. I don't know about necessarily on the coach, but although I'd say this, if you're going to turn the page on the GM, turn the page on the coach too. And just move forward, clean house, start over. But you got to get some talent around Andrew Luck. Talk about squandering greatness. You have one of the great quarterbacks in the game, a quarterback that you can ask to do more for you than just about any quarterback in football. And in what's been one of the worst divisions in football over the last several years, you can't find a way to win games. I find that amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, with that being the case, I'm not upset at all about Jim Irsay's silence and being noncommittal when it comes to that coach and general manager duo. I don't think he's handling it right as far as trying to find somebody. It's almost the end of January already. What are you waiting for? That said, we'll see what happens there. Bigger picture is Andrew Luck, however. Another year beset by injury, lingering injuries. Got to get him healthy. Got to keep him healthy. That's your chance to win. He's your superstar. He's your difference maker. In a quarterback-driven league where you must have a quarterback, he's that guy. He's that kind of special. He's the kind of guy, if you put any kind of talent around him, you're an instant contender. And because he's that special. So now go out, put some talent around him, and start making sure you keep him healthy. My goodness. Keep him healthy. Got to keep him healthy. Must keep him healthy. And he's banged up every year. Like I said, 2015 was like being in a car crash. This year was a lot better. He only missed the one game with the concussion. And he hurt his own and he hurt his shoulder after he threw the interception. I get it. But again, in a league where windows close quickly, and I'm not telling you Luck's getting old by any stretch. There's a lot of football left in Andrew Luck. But you keep getting him beat up like this, and you're going to wear a lot of the tread off of that tire. And to me, in many ways, therein lies your problem. This guy's getting beat up. Find a way to protect him. Your entire defense, along with your offensive line, has to be your focus. That's where your priorities lie in this draft. Anything else, it's all a bonus. But you gotta protect him, and you gotta get some pieces on defense. My God, you can't stop anybody, and you can't keep this guy from getting hurt. And he's your superstar. He's the kind of quarterback you can win championships with. So get some pieces around him. And if you ain't got the right guy in place to get some pieces around him, well, go find somebody else that can. What else can I say? That's it in a nutshell. A lot of other news in the NFL as well. I guess here's the story I'll go with next. Leftover carryover NFL or rollover NFL salary cap space. Talk about having a lot of money to play with in the offseason, but can you get anybody to take it? Salary cap rollover of your favorite team that your favorite team will have in 2017. Check this out. Cleveland Browns will carry over $50 million, $50.1 million over to the this 2017 offseason. The Jaguars, $39.3 million despite their spending spree last year. And I believe with the change in regime that they could be pretty close. The 49ers, they need help everywhere. They'll have a lot of money to go get some of it, $38.7 million. Here's a couple that intrigue me. Tennessee, Washington, and Carolina all carrying over significant amounts of money. Tennessee, who was the most improved team in the NFL this past season and perhaps one of its biggest surprises, loads of draft picks carrying over $24 million. John Robinson in a great position to seize control of the AFC South. We'll talk more about that next, then we'll get to all the other NFL news here on this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
I can relate to that as we roll on here on the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number again, 1-800-878-7026. 878-7529 on Twitter. In 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56. And there's a lot to talk about today. We talked all things Major League Baseball, Hall of Fame Class 2017 and beyond. We talked about Warriors Thunder. And really, most of it was my take on the Warriors gelling and coming together and how dangerous they could be if they just start playing basketball instead of thinking about it. Just play, don't think. If it all comes together, they're going to be very, very, very hard to stop. We also talked about Westbrook versus Zaza Pachulia. You heard my thoughts on that. You can weigh in with yours again at 800-878-PLAY. Or as we move into Hour 2, any and all of the NFL news. And let's continue with the NFL news. And it looks like after flirting and dancing with Chip Kelly, the Doug Marrone-led Jacksonville Jaguars have decided that they're going to stay with Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator. Him and Marrone have a long history together. When Marrone's been a head coach, Nathaniel Hackett has been his offensive coordinator. And that's who he felt comfortable with. And that's who he felt was best served to lead his offense. I'm guessing Tom Coughlin, along with, to some degree, Doug Marrone, were at least intrigued by Chip Kelly. They brought him in the building. They talked to him. They let him leave without a contract and ultimately decide that they're best served, based on the Marrone-Hackett relationship, to maintain Nathaniel Hackett as the offensive coordinator. I find that interesting in that we saw some major regression from Blake Bortles in 2016 under Nathaniel Hackett. What is the game plan going forward to resuscitate Blake Bortles? Because as I talked about when I was talking about Andrew Luck, it's a quarterback-driven league. If you don't have one, your goose is cooked. And to be honest with you, if they don't have one in Blake Bortles, they're going to be drafting high again. Next year's draft, they're going to have to go out and draft a young quarterback and start this process all over again. And then in an AFC South that before too long could be pretty darn good. If Houston ever figures out what they're doing at the quarterback position, they'll be fine because that defense is great. Tennessee Titans are on the climb and on the climb fast. The Colts have Andrew Luck. All of a sudden, you're trying to break in a new quarterback, and boy, you're behind the eight ball despite all the money you spent and all the resources you do have. So I'm not sure this is necessarily the right choice. I'm not sure. I love Chip Kelly. I don't necessarily think he's a great head coach. I don't like necessarily when he coaches against a team that I'm a fan of. But I think his offensive schemes are brilliant. I think his brand of offense can work in the NFL. And I think he would have been a guy that might have been able to resuscitate Blake Bortles and use the array of skills and athleticism of Blake Bortles very well within that Chip Kelly offense. He would have had wide receivers like he never had before. And with the draft and what's already there, they might have had one hell of a running game. So now it stays under Nathaniel Hackett, and we'll have to see where this all goes. Let's think about it. You know, he was originally the quarterback's coach and the mentor for Blake Bortles. You know, and then he was promoted to offensive coordinator after they let go of Greg Olsen. I didn't see any change in Blake Bortles. And before, as I said, he was the offensive coordinator, calling the plays for Bortles. He was his quarterback coach. So he was the guy directly entrusted with the development of Blake Bortles. And we saw major regression last year. So I've got to wonder, I'd have my reservations if this is the right direction. But ultimately, at the end of the day, as a head football coach, you got to have your people around you. Nathaniel Hackett's one of his people. That's going to be his offensive coordinator. It's going to be real interesting how it all shakes out. And if this is something that ends up working, or in year two of the Doug Marrone, Tom Coughlin regime, are they starting all over again? 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number again, 800-878, as I sip my coffee, 7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less, at JoeSpano56. Let's stay with the NFL news, because that's going to take us the rest of the way here on the attack. Jordy Nelson. As he said, I can't be out there when I'm moving slow, as he practiced on a very limited basis for the first time since breaking his ribs against the Giants in the wild card round matchup when these two teams locked up. You know, he said he's breathing easier and that he's feeling better, but he doesn't know if he's going to be able to function enough to play football. Football is an incredibly hard thing to play with broken ribs as a receiver. You can't go up there and stretch. You can't run. I mean, they can shoot him up. Maybe it works, but I don't know. I don't know that I like the chances of Jordy Nelson getting out there. And you got worries if you're Green Bay. As great as Rodgers has been and as great as his passing attack has been, we're starting to see some real attrition at the wide receiver position. You've got Jordy Nelson hurt. He's probably, if I were to venture again, he's not going to play. Davante Adams and Geronimo Allison both sat out practice. And Davante Adams got an ankle injury, and he's not going to work all week. So the receiver position is going to be severely compromised for the Green Bay Packers. And in a game that has the potential to be a shootout, because quite simply, while the Falcons' defense is improving, the Green Bay Packers' defense is pretty average, and these two offenses are exemplary. And Matt Ryan will be chucking some pretty open receivers, as the Packers honestly have all kinds of issues in the secondary. So for me, I really, really, really like the chances for the Falcons now. I think this really bodes well for them and buoys their chances in the NFC Championship game. Because a full-strength Falcons offense going against a limited Packers offense. The defenses, say, are about a wash, although I'd give the advantage on defense to the young and developing Falcons defense. They also have home field. I think when you put that all together, the chances for the Falcons look real strong. Because if there's any quarterback right now in football that can keep up with Jordy Nelson and the magic that he's bringing, I should say Aaron Rodgers and the magic that he's bringing, it's Matt Ryan. So I think, you know, obviously the Jordy Nelson injury, the Davante Adams injury, the Geronimo Allison injury, these things tilt the scales in the favor of the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, we'll talk about that more tomorrow. And Bob and I will make our picks and break down and preview these games as only we do here on the Spano and Black Attack. But again, you know, in a game that's going to be a shootout, the Falcons bring in their full complement of receivers and playmakers. And the Falcons receiver and the Packers receivers are all kinds of banged up. All kinds of banged up. Let's see what else we got in the NFL news. Roger Goodell confident that things are going just fine in L.A. He's got to say it. They don't want to lose franchises in L.A. It is such a boon for their television package that having one team in each conference in Los Angeles, the number two television market, it adds so many dollars to their television package. So spin doctor that he is, Roger Goodell, you're never going to hear anything bad about the situation in Los Angeles right up until the teams move out. You know, I mean, if this doesn't give you some idea on the state of Los Angeles football, the Chargers move there, and until they move into that complex that Stan Kroenke is building, they're content to play in a 30,000-seat stadium and try and make Charger football a rare ticket or a hard ticket that might give it some appeal and make it cool.
I don't buy that. You watch. They'll have a hard time filling up the 30,000-seat place, too. And then they'll be really embarrassed. And then they'll know just how fickle and crappy the L.A. football market is. It's been proven out. Everybody can say what they want. You know, ratings declined tremendously for NFL football in Los Angeles as the Rams on a week-in, week-in-out basis stunk up the joint. And I get they do all these economic studies, and it always shows out better to be in Los Angeles than to not be. And I get all of that. But to me, at the end of the day, you know, I don't know that those economic studies are going to hold a lot of water. You know, when you play in front of a half-empty stadium and the television ratings continue to go down and down, I don't know how your revenue is positively impacted as the team in the market. I get what it does for the NFL as a whole. When you go to sell your television package, we all get extra money because we now have two teams in the number two market to go with two teams in the number one market and a team in the number three market. Despite all the money we made when we were missing from the number two market in the country is for purposes of our television contract, as far as having a home team, it cost us dearly. Don't kid yourself. Well, now we're there with two teams, one in the AFC, one in the NFC. So when we put the next contracts out, as far as those AFC and NFC packages, there's going to be a lot more money to be made for the National Football League. And at the end of the day, that's what the NFL and that's what Roger Goodell are all about. Dollars and cents. Nothing more. And again, you know, that's the business of sports. You know, I don't think anybody would kid you and say that the business of sports is anything but money. You know, we love sports. We're passionate about the games. But these are big businesses. And they're businessmen that treat them as such. Big businesses. You know, I left off a story, and this is how we'll finish up. We talked about the Browns and the Jaguars having all this cap money that's carrying over, and Titans, 49ers, even the Redskins and the Panthers. You know, the Redskins, a borderline playoff team, the Panthers, the 2015 NFC champs. They have $13 million in carryover money. You know, a lot of these teams that are on the cusp or have just been there in the recent past, when they have that salary cap carryover money, they're in a great position to fortify their rosters and be real contenders. I look at Tennessee and their growth with $24 million in cap space, a load of draft picks in a weak division. Boy, things bode well for them. Same thing with Washington in some ways as far as $15 million to an already established roster. You're allowed to pay. It puts you in a position to pay Kirk Cousins. The Panthers as well with that $13.2 million. And the Jaguars, if they get their quarterback right. All of a sudden, you're right back there. You're right back in it. Next, we'll tie a bow around this Thursday edition of The Attack. Get ready for a football Friday. Tomorrow will be, despite the fact that there's only two games, it is conference championship weekend in the NFL. Football Friday will be pretty much wall-to-wall football, wall-to-wall NFL. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack. No flipping.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition. We always bring you the hardest hitting sports talk, the latest news, the most insightful interviews. It's always fun here on the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Remember, follow me on Twitter at Span56, but most importantly, follow the network here on Twitter at SportsByline USA, and take advantage of getting all the latest 411 on what's coming up on Sports Byline, what's next. Also, you can make sure to find out what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's a two-hour block on weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. So if there's anything that you missed, like all the great sports talk today, and you want to catch it, go to Best of Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on go to at Sports Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on Best of Byline. And whether it's something from the Spano and Black Attack, whether it's something from Titillating Sports, whatever, but you'll get a chance to catch those things that you couldn't hear earlier in the day because your schedule got in the way. Well, great addition to the attack is in the books. Special thanks to Robert. Of course, special thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. Until we meet again, good day, all.